Are you controlled by the Spirit? I'm Tina Alakwa, president of Doral Cove Ministries. In Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 to 24, the Apostle Paul paints an accurate picture of what it means to be controlled by the flesh or controlled by the Spirit. Live by the Spirit, I say, and do not gratify the desires of the flesh. For what the flesh desires is opposed to the Spirit, and what the Spirit desires is opposed to the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to prevent you from doing what you want. Now the works of the flesh are obvious: fornication, impurity, idolatry, sorcery, strife, jealousy, anger, quarrels, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these. By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Does a Spirit-controlled life characterize your life? Does it characterize mine? Holy Spirit, as you indwell me as a believer, help me never to grieve you, but to allow you full access to all parts of my life. Help me to surrender my will and my ways, to have more of you and your ways in my very being, lived out daily for God's glory and my good.